Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. A text for this morning's meditation and application to our daily faith life is found recorded in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 19 to 24. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. So far, sermon text. In Christ Jesus, our one and only Lord of our hearts, dear fellow redeemed, there is something magical about going on a treasure hunt. Even if that treasure isn't great, just the searching and hunting is exciting. About a month ago, Ruth and I, together with Matt and Karen and Rachel, went on such a hunt. We went to those places called the escape room. We were locked in a room, given some clues to find a treasure. We found the treasure with about a minute and a half to spare. It was exciting. It was enjoyable. How many young kids in their lifetime haven't dreamt about finding a treasure in their backyard? Or maybe some treasure chest in nearby woods? Little did I realize when I was a little child that every day my parents were leading me to the greatest treasure in my after-supper devotions, in my bedtime Bible readings. Life is like one big treasure hunt. Day after day, we're hunting for treasure, hunting for joy, happiness, peace, compassion, accomplishments. Treasures that make our life more fulfilling, satisfying, content, and worthwhile. Well, this morning we're going to be going on a treasure hunt. The first thing you need to do is we're going to classify our treasures. Are they earthly or are they heavenly? We also want to compare the lasting value of these treasures. We need to count and give thanks to our earthly treasures. We need to strive and live for and relish our heavenly treasures. The definition for the word treasure is this: an abundance of something that is in itself, at least in our own estimation opinion, precious and valuable. So a treasure can be just about anything. So, where do we begin in our treasure hunt? First we need is a map, right? We need to know where the treasure is, directions on how to get there, and how to find it. And that's where you run into the very first problem. Most people are looking for their treasure in life with maps that are made of this world, of this life. They use maps of this world and this life to find the treasures of this earth. If our treasure hunt this morning was only using maps of this world that would give us treasures of this life, then we would never, ever, ever end that treasure hunt. For all the treasures of this life that we can feel and touch and possess and own are uncertain, insecure, unreliable, and never satisfying. There are three problems with all earthly treasures. The first one is they don't really meet the needs the real needs of every human being. Secondly, they don't really last. They either decay, rust, break down, wear out, become useless, or they're lost or stolen. And thirdly, they lead us away from the real lasting treasure that gives us real complete security, riches beyond our wildest dreams, and meet all the needs of our hearts. So if we want to find that kind of treasure, we need a map not made of this world. We need a map from out of this world. A map that's written by men, but it comes from God. It reveals to us the mysteries of salvation and eternal life. A map whereby we have the very words of God that clearly spell out to us and show us the treasure of treasures, heaven itself. Yes, we would be greatly disappointed in our treasure hunt if we didn't begin and end our treasure hunt with God's map, his word. But as we said, we know friends, maybe relatives, people in this world who don't use the treasure map of the Bible because they've been hunting for treasures of this life. They're laying up treasures on this earth. And what does the Lord say? For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So where were the hearts of the Pharisees? Their hearts were in their praise, in their glory, in their fame, in their honor. In our second scripture reading, we heard Jesus say, therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory from men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. The people in Israel looked upon the Pharisees as the most religious, the most righteous people in Israel. They were greatly honored and praised by the people. The Lord says they got their praise, honor, and glory. But the eyes of these Pharisees were bad. Their eyes were filled with lust, self-praise, self-worthiness, self-glory, greed, unbelief. They had no light in their heart. There's only darkness, the darkness of spiritual death. And isn't that the way it was for every single one of us by nature? When we were born with bad eyes. Not physical, but bad eyes. We were blind, spiritually blind. We were lost. We didn't know God. We were hunting for all the wrong treasures in this life. And then the Spirit came into our hearts and illuminated, enlightened us with the gospel message and the law, first of all, to see our lost condition, to see our miserable estate, the enormity of our sins, sins in thought, sins in word, sins in action every moment of every single day. Sins that bring what into our life? Anger, anxiety, hatred at times, jealousy, sometimes strife, fighting, despair, eventually death and damnation. But we also see clearly Jesus, our Savior, that he has set us free from the darkness of sin and death, that he, with his shed blood, washed us clean of all of our sins and has given us the treasure of treasures, everlasting life, salvation, eternity in heaven. It's the gift of God that is freely given to us, but it's not ours once it's received through faith. How great is the darkness of the unbelievers, chasing after, hunting for things that don't last, for things that don't save, for things that don't really matter, for things that cannot satisfy. And that's what leads Jesus to apply those words to our treasure hunt today and every day of our life. He says, when you found this greatest treasure, the treasure of all treasures, heaven, then don't elevate your earthly treasures to be equal to your greatest treasure. For when you do, you'll lose your hold on your greatest treasure. Money and things of this life are not sinful. They're blessings from God. They're gifts from God that we can use in God-pleasing ways. But how often don't the treasures of this life, money, material things, even relationships, become far more treasured in our lives than heaven itself? There's no saying, possess your possessions. Do not let your possessions possess you. Our sinful flesh is always inclined to believe that the more money we have, the more things we have, then we'll be truly content and we'll be really happy. We need to be reminded over and over again that the real beautiful things in life are things that are free. Like the air we breathe. The sunrise, good weather, love, friendship, the ability to see, hear, feel, and think. God's great creation. And above all, the assurance that our sins are all forgiven and the guarantee that we have a treasure, the greatest treasure of mansions in heaven. This great treasure that we have in heaven is really multifaceted. It is righteousness, perfect peace, imagine that, perfect contentment, perfect joy, perfect health, perfect strength, seeing God face to face. So great is this treasure that it's not even worthy being compared to the other treasures that we have here on this earth. But so very often, those treasures rule our hearts. As the Lord said, the heart follows the treasure, just like the cart follows the horse. When Jesus called his disciples to leave their fishing, or to leave their work and follow him, they didn't immediately ask, what's in it for me? How much is this job going to pay us? Willingly, freely. They left their livelihood. They left all that they knew because they knew what the payment was. They knew what was in it for them. They knew that it was not a life of luxury. It was not fame and power and glory and lots of wealth. It was the greatest treasure of all. The treasure of eternity with Jesus in heaven. So, as we go through our treasure hunt this morning, we need to ask ourselves, where is our heart? That's the determining factor. Again, Jesus said, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. A heart that is touched and filled with God's grace in Christ Jesus and has found through the Holy Spirit everlasting life will then be filled with praise and worship and honor to God and want to serve him most of all. And this morning we have a wonderful opportunity to serve our Lord, our greatest treasure, with the treasures that God has given to us, with our ability in a short time to give of our offerings to the Lord, to make sure the gospel is proclaimed. Last Sunday at our voters' meeting, we accepted our budget for 2019, and we pray that the Lord move our hearts to meet and exceed that budget so that we can continue through 2019 to have the Word of God proclaimed and preached in this pulpit, in our Sunday school and Bible class, and around the world. We also have another opportunity this morning to receive that great treasure as we come before the Lord and receive the assurance of forgiveness of sins from the very body and blood which Jesus shed upon the cross found in the bread and wine for us to eat and to drink in the Lord's Supper. Having found this treasure of eternal life in heaven through Jesus, may we be led to serve our Lord first and foremost, and be eager to tell others that all these treasures of life, yeah, they're good. They're God's gifts. But the greatest treasure is found in Jesus. And lead them to see heaven, eternal life, as their greatest treasure too. May our treasure hunt ever begin and end with Jesus and his word. For then we will have found the only treasure that will never fade, spoil, rust, or pass away. A treasure that lasts eternally. And so as we close this morning, we lay upon our hearts the words we read earlier in our first scripture reading from the Apostle Paul. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Amen. The peace of God which passes understanding will keep our hearts and minds centered in our greatest treasure, Jesus Christ. Amen.